A new report from the U.S. Federal Reserve provides the latest evidence that the economy is slowing down. According to the Fed's so-called Beige Book, a compilation of data from across the U.S., there were widespread signs that economic growth slowed through the summer months. NPR's Anthony Brooks reports.
According to the Fed, the biggest weaknesses were in real estate and construction. Home sales were also down following the expiration of those popular homebuyer tax credits. This latest report from the Fed is consistent with a series of recent signs that suggest the recovery is faltering,
including pretty weak consumer and business spending, the housing market continuing to move down.
That's Brian Battune, an economist with IHS Global Insight near Boston. The Fed did find evidence over the summer that the economy was still growing, but for the most part, very modestly. And Battune says growth will likely remain subdued this fall.
All indications for pretty weak growth in the third quarter, we're saying about 1.3%.
The Fed found signs of modest growth in the five western districts of St. Louis, Minneapolis, Kansas City, Dallas, and San Francisco. Most areas along the eastern seaboard, such as New York, Philadelphia, and Atlanta, reported mixed or weaker business conditions. Among the few bright spots, summer business was up in Cleveland and Boston. The Boston Fed said high-tech companies, manufacturers, and the service sector all reported brisker business. Anthony Brooks, NPR News, Boston.